the first Japanese restaurant in Vegas, established in 1967 and selected 20 times as the winner of the Best of Las Vegas Award. If you haven't experienced Osaka's amazing, delicious cooking yet, now is the time. They're open for lunch and dinner, including their famous sushi bar and Teppan Grill. Osaka has two locations, in Henderson on Eastern Avenue and in Las Vegas on West Sahara, or visit them online at lasvegas-sushi.com.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
We are there in your community. Small business owners, mechanics, police officers, homemakers. And we are there serving our nation in the Air Force Reserve. When medical emergencies arise, we meet the challenge. In cybersecurity, protecting and defending in cyberspace. When natural disasters happen, we are there in space. As a strong part of the nation's defense, we are there in the community, and we are there for our nation. We share a vision to make a difference, united and focused, taking pride in being there in service of our country. We are Reserve Citizen Airmen, and we are there with over 180 different jobs to serve your country. Air Force Reserve.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I always love it when I see Jonathan Turley on Fox, their legal eagle. And yet last night, Jonathan Turley was on Fox and was talking about Merrick Garland and what could have been done differently in the Trump raid. This is cut three, by the way. This is Professor Jonathan Turley from George Washington University. What Merrick Garland could have done differently in the Trump raid. Listen to this.
Well, this is not unexpected. The motion for a special master was somewhat belated. That's the type of motion most of us would have filed immediately after the raid. You want to freeze action, prevent people from opening those boxes to review the documents. But this was brought only yesterday, and so this judge is saying, look, I need you to respond to how this is going to impact these ongoing matters with the magistrate, the schedule, any appeal in terms of a redacted affidavit. And so this is seeking clarification on what their position is on the sort of collateral effects of their motion. You know, I've been critical of Attorney General Merrick Garland because I think he should have asked for a special master. It's not common. The Justice Department has taint teams that supposedly sort out material to take out privileged information. But this is a unique raid, and Garland must have anticipated the outcry of President Biden's administration conducting a raid on his past opponent and likely future opponent. Now, that doesn't mean the raid was abusive, doesn't mean it was well-based, but he could have taken steps like this one to assure the public that this wasn't a dishonest sort of pretext to look for other things, and we're going a little extra than we usually do to assure you. But that wasn't done. And now, quite frankly, I think a special master is not going to have a great impact. They are clearly going through these documents, and it's going to be hard to get that cat to walk backwards.
Isn't that the truth? I know you have a busy life with lots of activities that may keep you from your radio or your smartphone between noon and 3. That's why we created something brand new. It's Live and Local on Demand. You miss an interview, you want to hear my take on a current hot button issue, then Live and Local on Demand is here for you. Check it out right now at KevinWallRadio.com. It's user-friendly, and it's free. Try it out right now. Go to KevinWallRadio.com and look for Live and Local on Demand. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, thanks to the traffic camera stationed all over southern Nevada, I do have a bird's eye view of what's happening on area freeways. And I'm telling you, Interstate 15 right now looks like an early rush hour. You're bumper to bumper there on the south side. That's at Oakey on the 15. And you're bumper to bumper on the north side, too. That is Interstate 15 north at Sahara. Remember, there's no HOV lane availability through the middle of September on the 15 between Tropicana and Warm Springs. That might be a contributor to the extra congestion. Also slow on the Beltway 215 eastbound at Decatur and westbound at St. Rose.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Tony Desiri with this KMZQ Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions. The Raiders and the Patriots continuing joint workouts today in Henderson. The two teams will face off Friday night, the final preseason game. Raiders then open up the regular season September 11th against the Chargers. Las Vegas 3-0 in preseason play after a 15-13 win last week against Miami. Earlier this week, they traded quarterback Nick Mullins to the Minnesota Vikings for a 2024 draft pick. College football, UNLV opening up their season on Saturday at home against Idaho State, part of week zero in college football. Rebels coming off a 2-10 season. The Dodgers back on the diamond tonight, continuing their series with Milwaukee, coming off a 10-1 victory on Tuesday. Andrew Henney gets the start for Los Angeles, 1-1. Adrian Hauser will counter for Milwaukee, he's 4-8. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Tony Desiri with this KMZQ Sports Flash on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Dealing with an outdated printer that just can't keep up with you? Visit Staples and upgrade to a new HP Envy Inspire with HP Plus, HP's best home printer. And it comes with 6 months of free ink. It prints everything you need, from homework and work documents to incredible photos and more with amazing quality. Right now, save $70 on the HP Envy Inspire 7955E, available at Staples. Offer valid through August 27th. See staples.com/HP Plus for details.
I wanted to know why some people who get COVID-19 get it so bad. I found out it may be because they have a high risk factor, such as heart disease, diabetes, being overweight, smoking, and asthma. Even if symptoms feel mild, these factors can increase your risk of COVID-19 turning severe. So if you're at high risk and test positive, there are things you can do, like asking your healthcare provider if an authorized oral treatment is right for you. Learn about an option at treatcovid19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
According to new research from Consumers for Quality Care, Nevadans are concerned with rising health care costs and are willing to support politicians who make lowering deductibles, premiums, and other out-of-pocket costs a priority. It's time for insurance to act like insurance, paid for by Consumers for Quality Care. I had a chance earlier to visit with a really interesting guy. His name is Steve Mosier. He wrote the book, The Politically Incorrect Guide for Pandemics. And we talked about the passing of Dr. Anthony Fauci. He's retiring in December. He's getting out of government after 50 long years. We talked to Steve Mosier about his book, The Politically Incorrect Guide for Pandemics. And I asked him, what's the book about?
Well, the book is about a history of pandemics, but focusing on the pandemic hell that we've been living through for the last 2 years. A pandemic hell that is largely, I think, the responsibility of Dr. Anthony Fauci, who can retire, but I don't think he's going to be able to escape accountability for what happened, because he gave the technology to China, and he gave some funding to China that enabled them to build a bioweapon that they released on the world. And then, to make matters worse, he has been obsessed with mRNA technology for 20 years. It's never worked in curing disease, and, of course, it was used to produce a rushed vaccine that has lots of side effects. So whether you're talking about the mRNA vaccine or gain-of-function research techniques that he gave to China or the funding of the Wuhan Institute of Virology, he has a lot to account for, as does the Chinese Communist Party that he was not in league with. That's putting it too harshly, but he was working with Chinese scientists who are all, without exception, required to turn over to the People's Liberation Army any military useful technology. And I'll tell you what, creating a dangerous virus in the lab using gain-of-function research was just right up their alley. They were delighted to get their hands on it.
We first discovered your work in an op-ed in the New York Post. And can you maybe highlight what this Post op-ed was about?
Well, I write for the Post frequently, but the recent one was Fauci's five fatal errors. And the fatal errors go from, the masking silliness, where he was saying one thing in private, that masks don't work, and in public he was saying, yeah, wear a mask, and maybe you want to wear two or three. From school closures, where he was admitting in private that natural immunity worked. If you had COVID, you probably wouldn't get it again. You'd have some protection. But he was urging us in public to lock down, lock us in our homes and lock our kids out of their schools. And then we find out, in March of 2020, early on in the pandemic, before it really hit our shores, that he was talking to quote-unquote Chinese colleagues about how to deal with the pandemic. You're going to the very people who released a dangerous virus on the world to find out how to cope with it. Well, we know how that turned out, don't we?
I want to ask you about a couple of things that came into our lexicon over the course of the last 2 years. And a lot of them didn't work. A lot of them weren't implemented properly. Let's begin with contact tracing. I had a positive test twice at the beginning in March of 2020 and then again at the beginning of last year. And never once was I contacted by anybody relative to contact tracing. Can you talk a little bit about contact tracing and why, at least in my view, it never worked?
Well, you do contact tracing if you have, for example, a sexually transmitted disease. You do contact tracing for something like monkeypox, for example. But you don't do contact tracing. You've never done contact tracing for a highly infectious airborne respiratory disease. Do we do contact tracing for the seasonal flu? No, because it's a hopeless exercise and the useless expenditure of time and money. Fauci did contact tracing to try to track down everybody who'd been exposed to COVID, wasted millions of man hours and, $100 million hiring people to do this. He was actually holding cheerleading sessions early on in the pandemic where hundreds of people would be on a conference call and he would be encouraging them to track down everybody who'd spent more than a few minutes within 6 feet of someone with COVID. A useless waste of resources. That's just one of his mistakes, of course, but a costly one.
Another term that has come up in the conversation over the last 2 years, and again, I think it's failed miserably, and that is failing to, quote, protect the vulnerable. Can you talk in New York State? We literally sent seniors to their death by putting them into nursing homes. Can you talk a little bit about the failure to protect, quote, the vulnerable?
Well, you see, we knew early on, and this is in the book, that from experience in Milan, Italy, the northern Italian epidemic was the first and one of the most serious in the world. We knew early on that the disease was especially dangerous to people in their 70s, 80s, and 90s, and that it was not particularly dangerous to children, to teenagers, to young people. And so that profile should have factored into the measures that we adopted, the public health measures we adopted in response to the pandemic. We should have protected the vulnerable, those who are elderly, those who are immune compromised, and just let the rest of us get on with our lives. That's not what we did, of course, as everyone knows. Everyone had to suffer. And the school closures were particularly nonsensical because kids are at more risk, we know, of getting seriously ill and dying from the seasonal flu than they are from COVID. So why lock the kids out of their schools? Well, one reason is Dr. Anthony Fauci said that that schools were hotbeds of transmission for the disease, and that kids and teachers in large numbers if we didn't close the schools. But we know from an early experiment done in Sweden where they kept the schools open, they didn't shut them down, they didn't mask, they didn't socially distance, but we know that kids and teachers didn't get sick.
Whoops, we've just lost Stephen Mosher. Let's see if we can get him back. Stephen, are you there?
I am, yes.
Okay, I don't know if you're moving or whatever, but you moved into a dead zone. But continue on.
Well, we owe Dr. Anthony Fauci the idea.
I want to ask you about another term that, to me, has been a miserable failure, and I know firsthand, and that's the mistakes on natural immunity. I kept asking doctors. I asked my own concierge doctor, how long do I have it? Is it really going to prevent me from getting it again? It didn't, because I got it again. The mistakes on natural immunity, what about those?
Well, we've known about natural immunity since the plague of Athens, several hundred years before the birth of Christ. We learned about it again from the physician Galen during the Antonine Plague in the 3rd century of the Roman Empire. Anthony Fauci learned about it in his basic medical courses way back in medical school, the better part of a century ago, but apparently he forgot about it, except in private he was saying to people like Zeke Emanuel, who was President Obama's medical advisor, that, yeah, if this virus behaves like all the other viruses we know, if you get the disease and then clear the virus, you'll probably have robust natural immunity for the rest of your life. So in private, he was saying that. In public, of course, he didn't utter a word about natural immunity. So once again, I had COVID back in March of 2020. I got over it, and I've cared for people with COVID since. I haven't come down with the disease again. So natural immunity worked for me.
Well, but the problem is that after I got it in March of 2020, I kept asking everybody, experts that we had on the show, my doctors, and nobody could tell me for sure. Well, we think it might be, but it might not be too. It's like everybody was hedging their bet.
Well, everybody was getting misinformation from the primary misinformation spreader in the United States of America, who, along with, well, Dr. Anthony Fauci and Dr. Deborah Birx, they were the leaders in not talking about the natural immunity or God-given protection against disease, and talking about things like the Imperial College model from London, where millions of Americans were going to die if we didn't lock ourselves in our homes for weeks on end. And again, that idea came from, you can't emphasize it enough, that idea came from China. And China is still trying to impose lockdowns on its people, because I think the Chinese Communist Party, being a one-party dictatorship, delights in imposing those kinds of controls on its people.
There you have it, Steve Mosher, the politically incorrect guide for pandemics. Good book. You ought to check it out. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Tired of the same old partisan politics? The type that gives Nevada lax voting regulations, reduced educational choice, and bloated, inefficient state government? Feel like you're swimming upstream against a tsunami of special interests and legislators intent on serving the needs of government rather than those of ordinary Nevada residents and businesses? There is hope. I'm John Sarpolis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute. And we are working to hold our elected leaders responsible. This isn't a partisan issue. Republicans and Democrats have let down the very people they claim to represent in Carson City. For the good of our children, our parents, and ourselves, let's come together and work to put policy ahead of politics. Go to NevadaPolicy.org and learn what we're doing to stand up for your freedoms. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
Progressive Democratic leadership is failing Nevada. Our unemployment rate is the highest in the country as businesses have been destroyed. Our education system is ranked as one of the worst in the country, but the Democrats still block every effort to change it, and progressive policies have led to increased crime. Look, these things will never change if Republicans aren't elected to the Nevada Senate in November. We have great people running that are committed to returning sanity to the state. Please take the first step on the new path for Nevada by voting for the Republican candidates for state Senate, paid for by Integrity Growth and Opportunity Pack.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Banks typically only lend money to people who have good credit. How does that work at Dollar Loan Center?
You know that nearly 40% of the population has a credit score of less than 550 or doesn't have a checking account? And one in four over 21 use some type of short-term lender? What's my point? Try going to a bank to borrow a couple grand for a few weeks. They have no idea how to help you. And like it or not, that's the exact banking transaction that most people really need.
Been there and done that. It's the norm these days.
We process hundreds of loans every day, most in less than 30 minutes, and we'd love to say yes at Dollar Loan Center.
You heard it straight from Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center, where you can get up to $5,000 in real cash. It's easy, quick, and safe. We have over 50 locations where you can apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by the Data Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet minimum loan qualifications. To review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Liuna proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Laborers Union Local 872. They stand together with our community in solidarity. Laborers Union Local 872, Vegas strong, union proud. One quick note, and then we'll get back to business. A guy that I grew up idolizing, passed away today. Len Dawson, longtime quarterback for the Kansas City Chiefs. I grew up watching him as a kid. When he became a broadcaster, I was a colleague. And it was, he was, they always called him Lenny the Cool because he never got flustered. And he passed away, and really good guy. Really good guy. And the folks that follow the Kansas City Chiefs are going to miss him. He has been a broadcaster for, gosh, going on 30 years, I think. And absolutely an amazing guy. Gentlemen, Jim Dallas, I know you followed his career as well.
Oh, yeah. I remember in Super Bowl IV, and of course, I was, what, maybe 9 or 10 years old and a new football fan at the time. But Hank Stram, the head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs at the time, had a good relationship with Len Dawson, and he always talked about that 65 power trap play that he kept bragging about, and of course they ended up beating the Minnesota Vikings quite handily in that Super Bowl IV. And, of course, the Vikings were heavily favored in that. But Len Dawson, he's also known, and you wouldn't see this anywhere in sports at all, but in 1967, he was photographed on the sideline actually smoking a cigarette.
Not surprising. Surprising. That was a different era.
It sure was.
That was a different era in the National Football League.
Yeah, everybody smoked back then, I guess.
I want to get to one story that's been floating around. All the weird stuff that always begins in the People's Republic of California and then eventually makes its way here, if you ever noticed. What is this I'm hearing about gas-powered automobiles being extinct by the year, what, 2035?
California is at it again. They're going to save the world all by themselves, and they are going to be voting tomorrow, they being the California Air Resources Board. Sounds really official, doesn't it? California Air Resources Board, they say that currently 12% of the cars sold in California are required to be fossil-free. That's today. By 2035, they don't want any vehicles to be sold in the state of California that are not powered by electric fuel, I guess you could say. Only just under 1% of all the vehicles in America are electric vehicles. And there are 30 million registered drivers in the state of California. So by 2035, if they want to buy a car, they're going to have to come to Nevada or Oregon or who knows where.
Wow, can you imagine that? And most people that buy cars, they keep them for 6, 7, 8 years sometimes. That means the next car that you buy, you it may be your last.
And it could very well be that way. And there's a lot of people, they'll buy a 7, 8, 9-year-old used vehicle for $15,000 or less, which that fits their budget because not a lot of people can go out and afford a $55,000, $60,000 vehicle. And by the way, they're going north as well on the price tag.
Wow.
A lot of these new electric trucks coming out by Ford, they have already said that they've raised the price for next year about $4,800.
That's incredible. That is absolutely incredible. More to come as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Amid rising inflation, one thing is clear. Nevadans want more money back in their pockets.
According to new research from Consumers for Quality Care, 73% of Nevadans think the cost of health care is going up more than the other things they need. And they're ready to support politicians who make lowering out-of-pocket costs a priority. A large majority of Nevadans think there are problems with the state's health care system. And their main concern is that out-of-pocket costs are too high, even for those who have insurance. Out-of-control health care costs are the reason why so many Nevada families are plagued with thousands of dollars in medical debt and find themselves skipping or delaying the care they need. It's no wonder that more than 7 in 10 voters are more likely to support a candidate who prioritizes reducing health care costs.